Inside the niche are exhibits such as American and English aerial cameras, German aerial bombs from World War I, various helmets, and a spotlight from an unidentified seaplane. Some items were sentimental, like mementos from a cadet in 1920, donation boxes for aviation support, and more. Most are displayed on a working desk in a small coastal shipyard in Isola. Additionally, visitors can see a pilot's first aid kit, a gift from an American pilot to an Italian one, and a fragment of fabric from the Cheetah di Jesse airship. The Zeppelin was an airship of the Italian Navy's aviation. It was 90 meters long and 19 meters wide. Its total bomb capacity was around 600 kilograms, and it could achieve a maximum speed of 50 knots. During hostilities between Austria-Hungary and Italy in World War I, on August 5, 1915, at 9 p.m., the airship, with a crew of six, took off from its base in Ferrari on its first combat mission to bomb Pula, the then main Austro-Hungarian naval port. Shortly before midnight, it approached Pula but was spotted by the Austro-Hungarian anti-aircraft searchlights and soon came under fire from coastal artillery. The entire crew survived the crash and was subsequently captured by the Austro-Hungarian naval patrol. Tugboats towed the airship to the Sikorgiana Bay in Pula, today a bathing area near the aquarium, where its remains were examined and dismantled. The Lorna L-135 was a reconnaissance aircraft produced in Austria-Hungary during World War I. It was a biplane with the typical configuration of that era, where the pilot and observer sat side by side in an open cockpit. It became famous for conducting the first aerial submarine sinking in aviation history, together with the hydroplane L-132. This set a precedent for using aircraft in anti-submarine operations in future conflicts. They spotted the French submarine Foucault on September 16, 1915, near Kotor in Montenegro. They bombed the surfaced submarine until they inflicted enough damage for the crew to start abandoning the vessel. One of the Lorna aircraft landed and captured two Frenchmen. The Imperial and Royal Navy recognized the significance and potential of seaplanes very early, especially for reconnaissance purposes. The first aircraft was built in 1911, and by 1918, a total of 27 seaplanes of older and 570 of newer designs, which could land on the water with their hulls instead of floats, were manufactured in domestic factories. During the war, 222 aircraft were lost. Interestingly, in 1918, some strategic stations on fortifications, such as Veradella, Veliki Brijuni, and others, had devices installed to listen to the sound of aircraft engines.